أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن الفجار لفي جحيم يصلونها يوم الدين وما هم عنها بغائبين. In the previous ayat we read how our record of deeds are being compiled all the time, and vividly it will be shown on the day of Qiyamah, and on account of that, on the basis of that, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will make the decisions of Jahannam and Jannat for the people. The people of Jannat, we read yesterday that إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ, that these righteous people will have great, great enjoyments in Jannat. And there will be various categories of the people of Jannat. Accordingly, they will get their various stages in Jannat. And on the other hand, وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ, or بِيشَكْ بُنِهْغَارَ دُوزَخْ مِهِ, and undoubtedly the transgressors, the wrongdoers, will be in the fire of Jahannam. And they also will be of various categories. Those who were such transgressors and wrongdoers and sinners who died on kufr, they will of course remain in there forever and ever. And it will be a very, very sad and pitiable condition. The humiliation, the disgrace, the suffering in there will be untold and is unimaginable. And they will have to remain in there forever and ever. They might desire to come out also, they will try to come out also, but nobody will be able to escape from there. There is no other place for a person besides Allah Ta'ala. لا ملجا ولا مأوى إلا إلى الله, that a person has got no refuge from anyone or to any other place, to any other person besides Allah Ta'ala. And our connection to Allah Ta'ala must be such. So in Jahannam, there will be no escape from it for the wrongdoer, for this wrongdoer, for those who died on kufr. However, those who died on Iman with lot of sins, etc., and they have to enter Jahannam, it will be a cleansing process for them. And of course, that also won't be any easy and simple thing. It will be also with great suffering and torture. And then Allah Ta'ala says how they will be thrown into the fire on the day of Qiyamah, يَصْلَوْنَهَا يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. Dale jayenge usme insaf ke din, they will be thrown into the fire on the day of justice. They will be flung into the fire of Jahannam. While on the other hand, as we read in other places in the Quran, the people of Jannat will be entered into Jannat with great, great enjoyment and pleasure. And with great honor, they will be entered into the great gardens of Jannat. When they will come to the gates of Jannat, they will find them open already from before time. And that is also a sign of great honor for a person. When a person goes to an honorable person goes to a place, he doesn't have to knock on the door, he doesn't have to ask permission. Already before time, the door is open for that person, and he just has to enter it, and so will the people of Jannat enter. Whereas the people of Jahannam, when they will be to enter into Jahannam, the door will be closed. And after that it will be open. And the waiting there is also a torture and a punishment. And then the entering of it, of course, is much more worse. Then further Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, وَمَا هُمْ عَنْهَا بِغَائِبِينَ, or نَا هُنْگِ اُسَّ جُدَى هُنَي وَالَى, and they will never ever be separated from the fire of Jahannam. That is one of the worst punishments of Jahannam also, that they will remain in there forever and ever, and never will they be able to come out. And that is of course for those people who lived without Iman, those people who died without Iman. So Iman is our greatest asset that we have. No matter how weak it is, there is no greater asset than it. And a person's Iman is strong, powerful, and he gets completely saved of Jahannam, of Allah's adab and Allah's displeasure, even in this dunya, at the time of maut in the qabr. What to say about that Iman? And that is what we have to strive for, to make that iman to that level, that Allah Ta'ala becomes pleased with us. It must not be that we hanker after the dunya and we forget our akhirat. Further than that, many times you want to impress other people. And then another stage is where a person is not worried of dunya also, is not worried of impressing people, but he gives preference to his nafs, to his desires, to his enjoyment and pleasure over the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And that also is totally wrong. And a person has to correct himself, make his islah to this extent that he does not follow his nafs also. And we can see this whether it is in the time of eating. It might be namaz time and we feel we want to eat at that time. What do we give preference to? Or the things that we eat, is Allah happy with the things that we eat? Or are we just eating to satisfy ourselves, to make ourselves happy? At the time of sleeping, did he finish his Isha namaz and then he sleeps, or he feels he's very tired and he just sleeps away? And there's much more detail in it which each one of us can think, that we have to give preference to the commands of Allah Ta'ala, not to our nafs. This is our arch enemy, that shaitan is our enemy from outside, our nafs is our enemy from inside. And we do so many things to satisfy our nafs, and in contrast to the commands of Allah, satisfying the nafs, but it is within the ambit, within the limits of Allah Ta'ala's commandment, then of course that is not so serious. But there also, to give preference to Allah's desires, that is much more superior. But to break Allah's laws and to give preference to our nafs, this is a serious thing. So Allah Ta'ala says, for those people who died on kufr, for them they will never ever be able to come out of the fire of Jahannam. No respite for them whatsoever. In fact, there they will see the people of Jannah. And they will ask them that the ni'mat which Allah has given you, give us a little bit, even just one drop of water. Those people of Jannah will reply and say that Allah has made this haram for the people of Jahannam. They cannot have it at all. So we are here in this world where we all face all both the conditions. Sometimes we have problems also, we have difficulties also, and sometimes there is ease and comfort also. While we are here, we have to strive and get the pleasure of Allah and stay away totally from Allah's displeasure. Not live for the dunya, for the people of dunya, and neither should we live for our nafs, but for Allah's pleasure. May Allah give us tawfiq to pass this test that we are in. It is a short while of this dunya's life, 60, 70 years. We all might take it a long time, but when we will see it in reality to our whole long life, from the time that Allah created our ruh until eternal life in the akhirah, then we will see this was an extremely short period. In the short period, if we can just restrain ourselves and we can correct ourselves, then we will get saved from all these troubles and we will be in the great pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah be kind and merciful to us and accept us all for this, for His pleasure, and to stay away from His displeasure.